Hey everyone, welcome back. Thrive in EDU podcast. I am Rochelle Denae Poth, season 5, episode number 21. If you've been listening over the last couple of months, maybe you've just found the podcast and you realize it's a mix of things. I have some guests. Some of the guests are friends of mine, educators, authors in varying areas of work in education. At other times, it has been an episode of Thrive O'Clock with Rochelle and Mel and our special guests. And then I've also had the opportunity to talk with some different people from different companies who are providing a lot of different services and resources for educators, ranging from, you know, accessibility features in some of their products. There are some that help people to further their education and with career training, also with volunteering and mentoring, just so many different options that are out there. Even for like K through 12 school districts looking to help with the teacher shortage and, you know, substitute shortage. If you've been feeling that or noticing that in your schools where there are not enough people to fill in, so you're being pulled from your planning period, and lots of other great conversations from people of all areas of education, whether they were classroom educators or administrators, and they've transitioned into the ed tech space, or they're kind of doing both. So I love mixing it up a little bit. And if you've been listening over the last 5 years, you know that the majority of my episodes have been me talking to myself and asking and answering my own questions. But I do like to mix things up. And one of my favorite topics to talk about is artificial intelligence. And that has really blown up over the last year, especially every day there's something coming out. My work in AI started about 6 years ago now and did not know, like I've said in prior episodes, but if you didn't hear me, I'll just recap it quickly. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was fascinated by it. I've always been fascinated by technology. I teach Spanish. I also teach an emerging technology course. So anything that's emerging, AI, AR, VR, NFTs, blockchain, metaverse, Web3, you name it, we cover it. And I dove into presenting at conferences and writing blogs and a book about it a couple of different books that have components of AI in it, just because I've seen the interest in the last 6 years. I've seen it continue to increase, and more so especially this year. And so I'm thankful for the opportunities that I've had with my students to dive into some things with them and say, hey, you know what? I'm not real sure how this is going to go, or I don't really know all the answers to this, but investing my time to find resources, to vet some things that educators can feel comfortable and confident knowing that they are safe and secure. The data privacy is a big consideration for some of the resources that we use in our classrooms. And we know that that is super important. Lots of the benefits when it comes to technology, especially AI. And there's also things we need to consider, you know, besides the safety and security, also the ethical considerations. Now, my episode today is going to be a very, very short one. It's kind of a mix, hodgepodge, and in between, because the last two episodes last episode, I spoke with Thomas Thompson, who is the CEO of EduAid AI. And he and also Thomas Hummel have put together the EduAid platform. So I recommend you go and check out that episode. We had a great time talking. I got to meet them earlier this summer. I've used the product. They keep adding more and more to it because they're in the classroom and they know what the teachers need. Before that, I talked about some different tools that I've used. I gave you 3 to start with. We know there's way more than 3. But over the past 2 months, even on an increasing rate, I'm getting a lot of requests about professional development and training and webinars and keynotes, and people are just not really sure where to begin. And I can tell you that step one is you just dive in. That's it. You dive in, you know that it's something that we need to bring into all of our classrooms, not specific to people teaching computer science or a STEM-related field, technology courses, you name it. Step one is just diving in. Step two is having a couple of resources to start with that you know that will provide you with some activities or lesson plans and that you know are safe for your students to use, that provide you with enough to get started, that it doesn't take a ton of time, because we know there's a lot on our plates. And so more recently, I've done some different sessions. EduMatch, a couple months ago, I had, well, beginning of October, had the EduMatch AI Summit. It was a free event, fantastic, great sessions, still being released. So you can catch up with those. Holly Clark did an event this summer. I had a session during that. That was 8 tools for AI. And I'm very thankful for Edutopia more recently, back in October 20th. I'd actually written the article in September, but I was focusing on tools that help teachers to work more efficiently. And how do we understand, not just for, you know, if students are using it, and setting up some parameters for the use of it by the students, not just flat out telling them, no, you can't use it. We know the reality is they're going to use it, whether or not it's happening in school, because it's there. And for us, we need to help them understand why it's beneficial, how it can give them false information, the benefits and the negatives as well. I mentioned a few tools back then. Eduate, I know, was one of them. CuraPod was another one. Everybody is pretty much familiar with Canva with all of its magic tools. I probably also mentioned quizzes. And the awesome thing about all of these is you have templates, you have choices, and you don't have to use all of them. Just think about something that is taking up a lot of your time in your classroom. Maybe you're an administrator and you're writing newsletters and other information, and it's just sitting down to write all of that takes a ton of time. So why not try some of these tools to even just spark ideas and test it out so you understand it better? I have done probably over the years, I would say, I mean, a low estimate might be 150 presentations of varying forms, whether 30 minute, 90 minute, 3 hour, and coming up in December, I have 2 6-hour day workshops on artificial intelligence specific to world language educators. However, the ideas, you know, that we're flexible and creative, we can apply those cross content, but the primary focus with the Bureau of Education Research is for educators who are teaching world languages. But just throwing that out there, that is coming up. But I always use a survey, and in the surveys, when I ask people, even still, if they've used ChatGPT, the average on that is 70% have not. And that is across different types of events, whether it is a virtual webinar, an in-person conference, small conference with language educators in my own school district. And I found that to be interesting. It was very consistent. It fluctuated between like a 68 as a low and like a 76% as a high that had not. And so for me, I said, step one, dive into that ChatGPT. And we know last week, if you caught the news, all of the different changes and updates, I have the GPT-4, the Turbo, I can do all kinds of things with it. And it is really great to test out exactly what it can do. And I did a PD session in my school for about 90 minutes, just some basics. What is AI? How does it work? Where do we see it? How does it impact education? What is it going to do with the future for the world of work? And then how do we find some tools to use that benefit us, but also help us to benefit our students? And that's where things like personalized learning come in. And students can use tools that chart their own learning path in real time, because the AI can analyze their response rate, where they're missing some, you know, if there's a common area that they're missing some responses. We can do that as educators. We've always done that before technology, but it just took longer. So if we can streamline some of that and save time to work with our students, I think that's a huge deal. So I have, if you are not yet connected with me on Twitter, it's RDENE915. I also think I have it on my LinkedIn page, but I have a form because the great guys at Eduate said, you know, you really need to have a form that's like for contacting me and book me. And I said, well, I was just using my email and all the other forms, but I do have a form there. If you are thinking, you know, I'd really like to have some one-on-one training or PLC, small groups, you want specific to elementary, middle school, high school educators, administrators, focused on basics of AI, focused on do's and don'ts when it comes to AI, you name it, I can cover it. I would love to work with you because it really does help me to continue to learn. And I love helping educators to save time. So part one of today's episode is just to throw some other tools out there. There are some great events coming up. I have a newsletter that I share that if you go to my blog, www.rdene915.com, super consistent across all social media platforms and my email and my blog. But on that, you can sign up to receive my newsletter. And I send it out twice a month. If you have an event coming up that you'd like to share, I try to break it down into free learning events that are coming up in the next 2 weeks, because I do it every 2 weeks, blogs and podcasts. I usually do include one of my blogs or a podcast that I spoke with somebody. And then I try to find some other ones to share that I think really are timely and will help educators. You know, one of them was like 25 podcasts to listen to. And then I also include my contact information. So I am here to help. I would love to work with you. I do teach full time, but I also love getting the opportunities. Even on the weekends, you know, teachers don't take the weekend off. There have been many conferences and workshops held on the weekends. But if you are interested, please check that out. Send me a message and I would love to connect with you and chat. But because I'm doing this quick webinar, or not webinar, quick podcast episode, clearly that's, you're like, there's no planning in this. That's what I like about my podcast. It is just me. It's authentic, off the cuff. And the same when I actually have guests, when we get involved in conversations. But I will tell you that in my most recent newsletter, I shared a couple of events that are coming up this week. And I'm going to release this podcast earlier than normal. I usually release on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. But I wanted to let you know that a couple of things. One, on November 13th and 14th, which if you're looking or listening, you're like, hey, that's today because I'm going to release this. There is a two-day learning event called GLOW. And if you have not heard of it yet, I recommend that you go to bit.ly and then the backslash and in caps, GLOW, lowercase edu, and you check it out. It is held over 2 days. You can join in different sessions on all kinds of different topics. So if you're looking for some different ideas, by all means, go and check that out, first of all. So that's one idea. The other is tomorrow also, I have the Twitter chat, and my guest moderator is Raspberry Beret, as she's known on Twitter, and we're talking about proficiency scales. Tuesday, I'm doing a webinar with Otis for Educators via tech, and it is focused on AR, VR, and XR. So it is a special session, and if you want to sign up for that, you do have to create an account, but it is free to go in and to join in the different sessions. And so that will be held on Tuesday from 3:30 till 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And no worries if you can't catch it live, because it will always be available in their portal. And so that's a great opportunity to go back and just catch some, you know, on demand, whatever works for you. I made a bit.ly for that. Not going to be a surprise. It's Otis, O-T-I-S, my last name, Poth, P-O-T-H, and A-R-V-R. You'll see it on my social channels, but again, that's Tuesday, October 14th, totally free. Join in. I would love to learn from you and share your ideas. And then rounding out at least the first part of this week, coming up on Wednesday via the FETC webinar series, I am joining a fantastic panel led by moderator Jennifer Womble. If you know Jen, she is amazing. She plans all the FETC webinars, has been doing, I mean, and the conferences, and has been doing a lot to engage people in conversation. There was a Twitter chat. Now we have the webinar series. So that will be held on Wednesday. You can register. The bit.ly, and you'll see this on my socials as well, I'll drop it in the show notes, is bit.ly, and it's lowercase FETC, capital AI, lowercase STEM, because it's all about ways artificial intelligence is working and elevating STEM education. So that again is Wednesday, November 15th, sorry, at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can join in, ask questions. Jeanette, myself, Carl, and Victoria will be on the panel talking about some things related to AI. You know, how does it work? Where do we see it in educational products? How do we focus on the responsible use of AI? How do we choose the right tools? Why is it important that we focus on ethical considerations and bias? And then we dive into the connection between AI and STEM and how we can create some different techniques and other opportunities for students in those classes. For example, what can we do to provide adaptive and personalized learning or resources? How can educators use these technologies to better understand students' learning behavioral patterns? So it's going to be a fantastic webinar. I said this will be a very quick episode, and it's about the normal length. It is a little bit of a bonus episode. I will have some guests coming up. And as always, I invite you, if you have something you'd like to talk about, please reach out. I take guest blog posts on my site. I would love to have a conversation with you on my podcast and learn from you as well. So if you have some friends who are looking for a podcast, I hope that you will recommend the Thrive in EDU podcast. Also potentially join the Thrive in EDU community on Facebook. You're a few writing blogs, you have a podcast, you have some books, activities, conferences coming up. That is the space to share it because that is where we learn and grow together. So as always, thanks for listening. Hope to see you at some of the events coming up this week, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And we will catch you next time.